thank you, buddy, buddy. What a little dum, what a little dum, what a little dum. Yeah, I don't know. I might go out to Columbia Mall today. Yeah, well, I ain't gonna do no shopping. I'm gonna just watch the ducks. Yeah, a lot of people don't think I'm that kind of guy, but I am that kind of guy. And, you know, usually on the first nice day, and this is really going to be, well, we had a nice one a couple of weeks ago, but this day, I mean, this day is going to be perfecto mundo. I mean, we are talking a day here of unbelievable proportion. And I, you never know, you meet other duck watchers when you sit there. You know, by that duck pond, especially the springtime when the little baby ducks follow the mama ducks. Everybody's thinking the grease is finally flipped out. Mr. Macho goes and watches the ducks. You never know, though. You meet people that way. I remember last year I was sitting there on that bench watching those ducks. I just sat there. The woman came and sat next to me. She said, "You're the grease, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." She sat a little closer to me. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm just looking at those ducks." And then I looked at her and moistened my lips. She said, "Really? Is that the only thing you're thinking about?" I said, "Well, I am thinking about something now." She said, "Really?" And she moistened her lips and moved a little closer to me. She said, "I wonder if you're thinking what I'm thinking." I said, "Well, I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe you are. I'd like to." She said, "Yes, yes." I said, "I don't know if I should hear, though." She said, "Oh, go ahead." She looked around. She said, "Oh, go ahead. Do what you feel. Do what you're thinking." I said, "All right." And I jumped up, whipped open my coat, and took out my Uzi for those ducks. I hate those ducks. All right.